I'm fired up, bro.
Yeah, they hit me. They hit me in the fucking...
You've gotten...
I get crushed constantly.
Above ground, their little underground things. Secret groups. God damn,
which
bro.
Is crazy.
It's insane.
I'm not mean to these people.
No.
I'm really not.
They just hate everything you encompass.
Which is sick.
And my thing, dude, it is sick. I'd be willing to bet a lot of them would trade places in a heartbeat. If they could do a Freaky Friday with stand-up, and they're like, wait, yeah, I got to talk... What do I got to talk about? Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, please stop it.
I don't think we talked about it. I think we deleted it. There's a women's group.
Yeah.
This, like, Facebook women's group that, like, was talking shit on me.
Yeah.
And fucking Nicole Yates was like, I'm going to say it. Fuck Shane Gillis. He's a fucking asshole.
What have you done to
I'm
her?
Like, what the fuck, lady? I've watched you bomb every single time I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
And I've only been nice to you.
Yeah.
You're so bad at comedy. You're so talentless. And I've been nothing but nice. And then she fucking comes out and is like, fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you behind your back.
Like, well, here I am.
Dude, imagine if you were like... If you were like, all right, you guys, I've said this before. It's like, you guys want to go like full truth mode on each other? It's like, let's go, dude.
Damn, this cast took a dark turn, and I'm feeling it.
I mean, it's funny because we're actually at an hour 17. But it is what it is, bro. People need to grow up now. I'm done with the baby games of these people. It's like, just.
Well, that's what it is. This is another one of those. This is CrossFit for them.
Yeah.
This is a social club where they can try to get pussy. It's like 90% of these people in Philly open mic comedy scene are completely talentless, mm-hmm. or horrible at stand-up comedy, yeah. and they're just using this as a club. So if stand-up comedy isn't the yeah. barometer,
yeah,
then the next thing is just like, who's the best guy? Like, who's like the biggest ally? Who props up women?
Exactly, dude.
It's like, dude, why don't we just see who's good at stand-up?
And I'm all about... Like, if you come out, you're not that good, you know, if you just keep doing it all the time, you keep a good attitude, it's like, dude, kudos, that's awesome.
Hell
and then
yeah.
once they start doing like, well, this isn't fair, and it's like, dude, that's disgusting. You've turned this into a weird, disgusting political thing, like a fun yeah. thing that's oriented around the truth and just ridiculousness. Now it's like trapped with barbed wire, trip wires yeah.
and
shit.
That's what
it's
happened,
like,
that's what happened.
Sucks.
That's what happened in Philly the last 2 years.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
It's been like 2.5 years of... Everybody used to kind of get along and do stand-up. To now, it's just like...
You want me to fuck you up right now?
Go ahead.
Think about that. So you hit me with its 2.5-year time frame. Who have people started listening to? And look at stand-up now. Run the thought experiment. Who the guy comedians who are like, let's see what women have to think about the stand-up scene. Now look what the stand-up scene is. It's like, that's what happens when you listen to your girlfriend for 2-year period about everything and say, no, you're absolutely right about everything. You end up with the Philadelphia stand-up scene as it is.
Yeah.
Just a quagmire of bullshit.
Dude, if you're a listener that lives in Philadelphia, go to a fucking Philadelphia open mic.
Yeah.
And just sit there in horror.
And if I'm wrong, tell me. Say, Matt, well, this shit was fucking hilarious. You're an asshole. It's like, all right, bro. Take video and send it to me now because I got to watch this shit because yeah. I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's...
That's what it is, man.
It's become a social club of social justice. It's like,
yeah,
who's being mean to women? There's not enough minorities on this show. And then some real minorities show up and they're like, this is unsafe. We made a mistake. There's too many black guys at Raven Lounge now.
I don't feel heard there.
I was sexually harassed at Raven Lounge.
That happened?
Yeah, well, you invited fucking 20 black dudes.
That happened?
They're gonna catcall, dude.
Yeah, like, definitely. There's some good boys there, dude.
They're great
bulls,
dude.
Was there girls that are complaining about the Raven Lounge?
No.
They're just making stuff up now.
It's hypothetical. I think, honestly, though, I think the scene's become very conducive and very safe. It's a much safer environment.
For sure, dude.
So things are on the up and up.
No, that's true.
We were just kidding. Everything's great.
So it's a joke. But this is all just a joke. The thing is, too, I always say this. It's like a lot of this stuff, a lot of the annoying shit they do ends up in some weird, perverse way benefiting a little bit. But it has to be met with the opposition of people like, whoa, 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 chill the fuck out. Like, when I, at least now, in my lifetime, people have started calling transsexual women she, if they're hot enough. That's not bad. When I was a young buck, it was like, fucking dude to the dress, fuck that guy. And yeah. they've at least been like, all right, you can't call fucking trannies dudes with dresses.
That's good.
Unless they are a dude in a dress.
You can't call them trannies, dude.
Okay, you can't call them trannies. You can call them transgender. You gotta call them transgender.
And that's fine.
But that's like, there is little, and like, again, you can't, people are trying to phase like retard out and all that stuff.
Nah, they're not gonna take my retard. Dude, I went through a phase where I almost gave up on it. No chance.
It's just, yeah, it is pretty, using the word like, dude, he's retarded. Like, it just, it comes out.
He's fucking retarded. It's funny.
It comes out. But there is some stuff they do that I think in the long run is beneficial. But they have to be reined in so fucking hard, because otherwise, if they go, if you follow their logic, it's like, no police, no this, no that. It's like, all right, you guys fucking chill.
Yeah.
Relax. So they're, it's, in a weird way, they are good. But good God, you got to keep a lid on those guys, because they will. Good
for things not in stand up. Like, when you start bringing, yes, like, word police to stand up,
it's over.
And it's like, like, I got approached after a show, like, a week later. Somebody was like, do you know the difference between tranny and transgendered? And I was like, yeah. I knew where this was going.
Yeah,
right. I was
of course.
Like, okay, yeah.
You weren't getting a high five at this point.
I was like,
point.
What's up, dude? And he was like, because I'm just confused, because you were saying tranny the other night on stage a lot, and I just don't think you understand the words.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, would I do this to you?
Yeah, please.
Like,
not.
If you got off stage, would I ever be like, all you talk about is sucking dick. I don't like it. I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I'd be like, it's funny. You're funny. That's fine.
You're you, I'm me, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, they're like, well, you're promoting negativity. And it's like, all right, man. It's like, I guess, I don't know.
I was like, dude, I'm Muslim. You're hurting my religion.
My whole
thing,
too.
When you're up there spouting off about getting butt fucked, that goes against Sharia law. And
I
am Muslim.
That's true.
So don't do that.
Well, if you take any form of negativity, all forms of negativity out of stand-up comedy, it dies. You know what I mean? Like, it is. Like, you know, when you're up on stage and you start roasting someone in the crowd, it's negative.
Of course.
It's so fucking funny, though.
That's the point.
It's so funny. And if you were to be, like, pure positive stand-up, it stops being funny, dude.
Yeah, it sucks.
If you take, if you have the yin and yang, dude, you pop out one half of that thing in that stand-up, it's over, dude.
Yeah, you get Hannah Gadsby.
Exactly. Even that's highly negative, though.
It was, dude.
You know what I mean?
Her whole fucking...
There's a lot of negative. You might think I hate men. I do. And it's like, yeah. All right,
like, why is it okay for a man to rape me when I was 17?
She
it's
said
like,
that.
It's not okay.
She said, no, yeah, no one's high fiving about
probably
that.
Hopefully he got arrested if there's any proof.
Yeah.
There's any evidence. Hopefully he was prosecuted.
Dude, it's wild, man.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody gives a fuck about this, but. Every once in a while, we got
to
fucking exercise these
demons.
Every
now and again, we got to let people know.
And thankfully, I haven't experienced it in New York.
Yeah.
Thankfully, New York, I've been able to move there and kind of be above that. Because in New York, there's a group of comics that doesn't matter.
No.
Like, nobody's going to be like, Big J, that was actually really fucked up what you said. Big J
was getting booked.
Yeah. So that's all it takes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when you're stuck at the level of Philly open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, we got out of it before now. I mean, imagine
Imagine
trying to start comedy now.
Oh, my God. Well, you just get blacklisted. If you come up and you're saying shit that's against the official narrative of those people, like their whole like milieu, you just don't get up. You get up late. People don't listen to you. The whole room hates you. It's like, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I've gone to open mics recently, and I've just been standing up there and been like, oh, everyone in this room fucking hates me.
Yeah, man.
Like, what the fuck am I doing here? Why would I be here?
It sucks. It fucking blows.